Have you seen this video?
Just get up. What are you doing? Come on, you gotta get up.
I'm trying to get up. I'm literally trying to get up. I don't know what to tell you.
The guy on the floor is learning how to fight. The coach keeps yelling, just get up, get up. But the guy on the ground is literally being pummeled. I am literally trying to get up, he says. He's trying harder, but nothing's changing. What's going on? First, the coach stinks. And second, you can't just tell people to try harder to do a skill that they don't have yet. This is the first principle of changing impulsive behavior. Trying harder doesn't work. Learning new skills does. Look what a good coach does.
Elbow nice and tight. And I drop and push his hand as much as possible. When I drop and push his head, I want to get this knee in. Hips in the air now, slide your leg out, and now back to your wizard and continue your fight.
A good coach would teach him little by little tiny skills to get up. Move your hand here, let's practice that. Move your legs this way, let's practice that. Let's analyze skilled fighters getting up. The first coach has forgotten how he learned those skills for himself little by little, and he's expecting the guy to already know how to do it. Now, we do this to ourselves all the time. We try to force ourselves to try harder instead of learning a different skill. So, if you want to stop being so reactive, you've got to build muscle memory for a bunch of new tiny skills. It's the same for learning to shoot a basketball, or be more patient, or be more assertive. You have to break it down into tiny steps, and then practice each one until you're good at it, and then put all the pieces together. And to do this, you need proper technique, visual aids, often coaching. And then with a bit of practice, you'll build the muscle memory to be able to do it, even under pressure. So, you can't just try harder.